Greetings, pilgrims, my sisters and brothers. It's Pastor Bob, and it's episode 13 of our journey through James together, our two-week immersion excursion into the book of James. And it's also Saturday, the 1st of August, for very special but sometimes unknown reasons, a day ordained by God as a birthday of one of his mangy, dirty, tired sheepdogs, who I hope he loves eternally. Amen. Well, figure that mystery out, and then we'll turn to James. So, today and tomorrow are left. That's all we've got. We took a beating yesterday, being a bunch of rich oppressors from James. So let's see if he can lift us back up and find the words to meet us today where we are at. So we are ready. The double wick love passion fruit candle in full force. The monks are chanting and the tea is back to the kava with a little bit of milk. A little sip of heaven right there. And here we go. We are in chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. And let's hear what James has to say to us today. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all, my beloved, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under the condemnation. Amen. Some straight talk from James as we come down the home stretch. Let's reflect on those verses for a moment or two. All right. Now we've heard it once. And we know within those words today, there's a special message just for each one of us that God has embedded in his word of truth. And let us now open our hearts and ask God to lay the message on our hearts as we hear the scripture one more time today. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all, my beloved, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Hope we have opportunities today to spend more time with that text and those words, and to maybe listen to the recording again or read it in our own Bibles and seek the truth for ourselves within the words of the book of James. And now we have a final August 1st benediction from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And here's what he has to say. Nothing can separate you from my love. Let this divine assurance trickle through your mind and into your heart and soul. Whenever you start to feel fearful or anxious, repeat this unconditional promise. Nothing can separate me from your love, Jesus. Nothing can separate me from your love, Jesus. Nothing can separate me from your love, Jesus. Most of mankind's misery stems from feeling unloved. In the midst of adverse circumstances, people tend to feel that love has been withdrawn and they have been forsaken. This feeling of abandonment is often worse than the adversity itself. Be assured that I never abandoned any of my children, not even temporarily. I will never leave you or forsake you. My presence watches over you continually. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. What a beautiful, sacred thought of being engraved on the palms of Jesus' hands, where we know the wounds from the nails are, and we are right there with him today. Well, that concludes today's episode, episode 13. We hope you have a blessed day today, a blessed August 1st, and we'll be back tomorrow for one last rodeo with James. It'll be episode 14, titled The Prayer of Faith. Until then, may God bless your day and be with you in every moment that you have today.